Atamarie. Devon Conway, Emilia Kerr and Kane Williamson have received multiple honours at the New Zealand Cricket Awards. Conway has been named the Men's One Day International and 2020 Player of the Year after his breakthrough season for the Black Caps, while White Ferns all-rounder Kerr has won both the Women's International and Domestic T20 Awards. Williamson has received the Supreme Prize, the Sir Richard Hadley Medal, for the fourth time in 6 years, while the Black Caps captain has also won the International Test Player of the Year award and the Redpath Cup for first-class batting.
It was a really special summer and some really strong performances individually, collectively, and we're all looking forward to a Test Championship final, which is really exciting.
Kane Williamson. Meanwhile, England has announced it will host the White Ferns in September for 3 2020 internationals and 5 one-dayers. Perth Wildcats guard Price Cotton has crashed Tom Abercrombie's 350th Australian Basketball League game for the Breakers. Cotton has led the Wildcats to an 85-79 overtime win in Tasmania after the Breakers had led 72-69 with just 1.7 seconds remaining in regulation. He snapped a run of 17 straight misses from beyond the arc to land the buzzer-beating three-pointer to level the scores and finished with a game-high 34 points. The Breakers remain second to bottom on the NBL ladder with just 5 wins from 19 games. Warriors coach Nathan Brown has axed young second rower Eliezer Katoa for Sunday's National Rugby League game against the St George Illawarra Dragons in Sydney. Josh Curran will start in Katoa's absence, while fit again Peter Hiku will replace the injured David Fusitua on the right wing. And world number two Daniil Medvedev has been forced to withdraw from this week's Monte Carlo Tennis Masters after he tested positive for COVID-19. Koina ngā pūrongo, hakina kina.